You know, we've been hearing a lot of concern about elderly in our care homes and the push for more transparency when it comes to the reporting of COVID cases across our state. Keith Ridley is the Director of Healthcare Assurance for the Department of Health. He oversees a segment of our community that cares for our kupuna in medical and community facilities.
It's so important to take mom or grandma or whoever to a licensed facility for the care because it's only under those situations are we able, or is the Department of Health and the state able to ensure at least a minimum level of meeting standards and qualifications for providing care in a residential setting. We go through a very rigorous application process for anyone who's applying for a license, and that includes currently the very important infection control kinds of things to ensure that the operator, the caregiver, has an infection control plan and that they have other qualifications to provide quality care to individuals. So it's very important that anyone who's seeking care for a loved one or a friend go to a licensed care facility.
Those licensed facilities are under your jurisdiction, and you can inspect them.
We inspect them every year, at least once a year. So that's very important, number one. And understanding the basis for the license is actually why I'm saying that I have a good feeling for the residential care facilities and all the licensed facilities in general, because of the licensing process that we go through and the inspection process that we go through. It's a very important part of ensuring quality of care and safety to the public. Sometimes an operator might be asked by someone who's looking for a home, are you licensed? And they might respond yes by responding that they have with the knowledge that they have a tax license or a GET license. Not the same thing as a license to operate a care facility from the Department of Health. So it's very important for the public to ask that kind of a specific question. Are you licensed by the Department of Health to provide care in your setting? So if someone does have a loved one in an unlicensed home, they just need to make the decision on whether they want to keep their loved one in that unlicensed home without anyone checking on quality of care or safety, or if they want to move their loved one to a licensed care home. We do have a list of licensed care homes on the Department of Health website. They can refer to that list if they need to see if there's a licensed care home in whatever geographic area they're looking for.
And do you have any information about any outbreaks or clusters in these smaller care homes, the licensed ones even at this point?
No, I don't have anything more than what's already been published in the local media.
There's more transparency. Some states will actually list everything from mushroom farms to care homes to, you know, wherever the positive cases are or the outbreaks are. But we don't do that. Well, why is that?
Well, we're very concerned about confidentiality of the patients in the homes. And in some cases, there may be very few homes in a particular area. Or certainly, if we were to name a specific residential care home, it's very easy to be able to identify who the patients are in those homes. So from a confidentiality standpoint for the patients mostly, is the reason why we don't do that.
I understand the privacy concerns, but this is such an unusual time that you just want to have more information about where these clusters are or where these positive cases are turning up.
I think what's very important is that we're in contact with the operator of that home, with the licensee, and with the workers and the residents in a particular home, so that they're aware that they are immediately taking steps to do whatever they need to ensure the continued safety of those who are negative in those homes, that any positive patient or caregiver is isolated or quarantined to prevent or to minimize any additional spread of COVID. Other than that, that really becomes the focus of our attention, is to minimize that spread. Many of the residential care homes are currently not allowing visitors or have very strict standards as far as allowing visitors into their homes. And these are not the kinds of facilities that are just open to the public, and so someone needs to know ahead of time not to go into that home. These are private homes, and so they're not like a hospital or like a mushroom farm or a flower nursery or a retail store where there are positive cases, and so the public in general would need to be aware of which specific homes have a positive case.
Well, I'm just thinking, too, in the instance where maybe a family member might want to take their loved one out of a care facility because they're afraid that they might come down with COVID.
Well, again, that's why our contact with the operator and with the patients, or what we call residents, of those care homes are all contacted so they know what's going on. If any of those individuals in the homes have a legal representative or some other representative who doesn't live in the home, whether it's a power of attorney who might be a child or a grandchild or a nephew or niece or friend or whomever, then those individuals are contacted as well, that they know what the circumstances are in those homes.
Is there anything that you can share with us about the state of PPE and getting some of that protective equipment out to the smaller care homes?
The availability of PPE, first of all, has improved significantly since the early start of the pandemic, when PPE became quickly in short supply or even non-existent in some situations. So there have been a lot of PPE that have been brought into the state by HIEMA and through the Department of Health, through other programs and organizations, and that PPE is available to facilities that need that PPE. Initially, we were looking mostly at the larger facilities like the hospitals and skilled nursing facilities, where they have a lot of people going in and out of those facilities, whether it's patients or workers or what have you. And the smaller facilities, the smaller care homes, don't have that kind of turnover. So they had a more difficult time trying to get the limited supplies of PPE. Since then, it has improved. We have developed a system that allows the smaller care homes to obtain PPE, and we are also in the process, we, the Department of Health, are in a process of working with the Hawaii Department of Defense and HIEMA to order and to distribute more PPE through the remainder of the calendar year. That process is just the beginning stages, where we've identified the amount of PPE and the various types of PPE that will be needed. And from this stage, the Hawaii Department of Health, Department of Defense, will be working with other agencies to order the PPE and then creating some sort of a distribution system to various facilities statewide.
I know we were hearing about, you know, the need for N95 masks, but do you have a handle on whether they've got those supplies out to those homes?
Well, we've identified, again, as I mentioned, this effort to order more and distribute more. These include N95 masks, but they also include more of the surgical masks, which are the higher demand masks. The N95 mask isn't really necessary unless there are you're dealing with a resident or a person, a patient who is positive. And the Department of Health is informed by labs whenever there is a positive test, and the labs inform us of who the patient is, and the Department of Health immediately contacts the patient. If this person is in a licensed nursing facility, we'll work with the operator of the facility and contact whichever other patients might be involved or workers might be involved with that care facility. So that's certainly one strike team that we have that does this on a regular basis. Other teams that had been created were swab teams, you know, where teams would go out and conduct tests. But with the increase in the amount of testing that's available, I think we've probably not had so much emphasis on the need for those swab teams.
Dr. Scott Miskovich of Premier Medical talked about those machines that they were looking at. They were going through the FDA review, Cadell machines. Are you familiar with those at all?
I know that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recently announced that they intend to distribute one of a couple of types of device testing devices to skilled nursing facilities. They're focusing immediately on those geographic areas that are hotspots.
Oh, hotspots.
But their announcement said that they intended to distribute these devices to all skilled nursing facilities nationwide by the end of September. So mm-hmm. There is a good chance that Hawaii will get some, but it's just that we won't get them right away.
All right. Anything else that you think would be important to underscore?
Again, ensuring that people know the difference between an unlicensed care home and a licensed care home. The Department of Health not only is very detailed in providing initial licensing screening of applicants for licenses, but also on an annual basis, we go in and we re-inspect the facilities to make sure that they continue to be in compliance with licensing requirements. And we continue, even during COVID, going out to the licensed care homes to make sure that they are, in fact, exercising the kinds of universal infection control protocols that are so vitally important to help prevent or minimize the spread of COVID.
And how did you ever resolve the whole thing about the booties and the inspectors?
It sort of became a non-issue. We certainly did change the behavior of our inspectors, where they would either change shoes if they had a second pair of shoes when they got to the home, or the homes would provide booties to the inspectors.
So that just sort of resolved itself. I did not get a chance to watch the briefing that you folks had under Mizuno's committee. Did anything major come out of that as far as like even funding or, you know, anything to help you folks?
I think it just gave everyone a better understanding of what testing protocols there are, for example, and what are expected from licensed and certified healthcare facilities.
Are you aware of any positives in an unlicensed facility?
I am not aware of any, and I feel very certain that if there was anyone in an unlicensed home, that I'd learn about it pretty quickly, and I haven't heard of any.
That was State Department of Health's Keith Ridley talking about taking care of our elderly in the thousands of care homes across the state during these COVID-19 times.